Our next speaker is Brandon Persinger, political science major from Troutdale, Oregon.
The world has changed a great deal in the many years we have spent learning the skills we need for our future. Some events we will always remember include the day America made history by electing the first African American to the White House. We will remember the recession and the global financial crisis. We will remember the creation of the iPod, iPad, digital satellite radio, cellular telephones, which are not used for talking as much as internet surfing and text messaging. Even if we don't remember the exact day, we will always remember the social media phenomenon that has swept across the world. Today we live in an interconnected world. We are able to talk face to face with a friend or a loved one thousands of miles away with simply the touch of a button. And though it is still changing, the world will continue with our assistance from this moment forward. We saw the world shape around us as if it was unstoppable. And today, we sit here, capable of shaping our own futures. When we were children, our parents and grandparents taught us very important skills to prepare us for the world they had been living in. They taught us how to walk and talk, what to eat, and they even convinced us to put down our video games and go outside to play. I remember playing with the kid at the end of the street and jumping around as Power Rangers with my older brother. I knew that there was more to life than jumping around like the Blue Ranger, but when you're six, you don't believe anything is wrong in the world. As children, we felt as though there wasn't a care in the world. However, as we matured and became adults, we discovered the world is not as peaceful as we used to believe. Our friends and family provided us with the groundwork for who we are. But for many of us, our outlook on the world and how we can help it prosper started 4 years ago when we arrived on the Lewis and Clark campus. 4 years ago, before NSO began, we thought we would be terrified. We did not know anyone or anything about the world here. Yet, we made friends with students, faculty, and staff to help us integrate into this world. A world that, like so many before us had entered, was not that scary once we found our footing. For many of us, being here after our parents left forced us to come to the realization that it was our first time living away from the comforts of home, and also that daily home-cooked meal. As we lied awake in our small dorm rooms in Platt, or our slightly larger rooms with movable furniture in most of the other buildings, we were forced to remember the last words said by parents before they left. Don't forget to make new friends. Don't forget to eat your vegetables. Don't forget to study. Just because you're away at school doesn't mean we don't care. Please, remember to call. And my personal favorite, don't wash your reds with your whites or you'll be wearing pink. These words from our parents shaped the way we would enter into the Lewis and Clark system. And from that moment on, our lives were very different. From that moment on, our reality of what is and is not changed dramatically. We began to take classes and topics that the majority of us knew nothing about. And for some, these classes allowed us the ability to devote our time toward a topic that morphed into the majors we are sitting with here today. For others, they allowed us the ability to broaden our minds and ideas toward the world. Over the past 4 years, we have taken courses in the 28 majors and 25 minors offered by this institution in the hopes of broadening our outlook on the world. Cyrus Partovi's U.S. Foreign Policy course gave the students a completely different view of the world than Professor Stephen Tufte's astronomy course. Professors at Lewis and Clark instilled us with the fundamentals for a liberal arts education, prompting us to form and question our own opinions and values. Lewis and Clark has prepared us the best it can for our future, and it is important to know that where we go from here is our decisions. There's a book from our childhood which can sum up this understanding. It opens with, "Congratulations. Today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. These words begin one of the most famous books given to high school and college graduates in the United States to help them enter the next stage of their life. This book, Oh, the Places You'll Go, written by Dr. Seuss, explains how we are able to proceed into the world and accomplish everything we want to do. You'll look up and down streets, look them over with care. About some you will say, I don't choose to go there. With your head full of brains and your shoes full of feet, you're too smart to go down any not-so-good street. Dr. Seuss reminds us that with the knowledge we have gained, we are able to make decisions on where to go and what we will do. According to the United States Department of Education, it is important to note that only 30% of the American people today have a bachelor's degree. With this degree, we are able to go forth into the world, and many doors which would not have been opened to us will be provided. We will be able to go forth and tell the world that we are here to provide our assistance. We are here to create the world we wish to live in. Although it is true that we have been prepared to enter the world with knowledge that is essential to the careers we wish to obtain, it is important to know that not everyone is successful right from the beginning. And that's okay. Henry Ford once said, "Failure is the opportunity to begin again more intelligently." This is probably because Ford failed and went broke 5 times before his success in the automotive world. If what you're aspiring to doesn't work out, it's not the end of the world. Simply start over and try again. Life is a series of attempts. Sometimes they work out, and sometimes they don't. This is okay. Many of the most famous people didn't start out successful, but achieved it over time. Abraham Lincoln failed as a businessman, as a lawyer, and even the first time he campaigned for the legislature. But he did not give up and became the president of the United States. Winston Churchill failed 6th grade, as well as every election for public office he ran in until he became prime minister at the age of 62. Robert Sternberg received a C in his first college introductory psychology class, and he was told he would never amount to anything great by his psychology teacher. Later, he became the president of the American Psychological Association. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team, and Babe Ruth, although had 714 home runs, he actually struck out 1,330 times in his career. All of these people were not afraid to fail, not afraid to fall short of the mark, because they had a dream and desire to accomplish greatness. What I'm trying to say is this: just like you, I too am afraid of joining the world outside of college. I don't know how long it will take for me to become successful, and I might not even know once I'm there. I don't know, and I'm okay with that. It sounds like an adventure, and I'm ready to take it on headstrong. I know that if I'm not afraid to fail, then something good will come out in the end. Life is a roller coaster, and things start to dip downwards, they have a tendency to work out and pick up in the long run. As long as we do things we love, we will not worry about failing. Confucius states that we need to, quote, choose a job we love, and we will never have to work a day in our lives. I will go one further and say, choose a job that you love and do it to the best of your abilities. And if things don't work out, something better will come around. The world is a scary place. Our parents, family, teachers, and friends prepared us as best they can for what lies ahead. And it is okay to be worried. No one knows what the future will hold for any of us. However, with the education we have received, we will go off and do great things. People state that graduates entering the world have been given the knowledge to move mountains. Dr. Seuss said it best. He asked the question, and will you succeed? You will indeed, 98.75% guaranteed. You'll move mountains. So, be your name Buxbaumer Bray or Mordecai Ali Van Allen O'Shea, you're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting. So get on your way. Thank you.